Welcome to Goo!
Goo!
That was a weird voice. I'm not gonna tell anyone I did that. Hey, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Sup? How are you?
I am good, thank you very much. How are you?
Let's hear some Danish curse words and go.
Kom så, I skyde satan, er I klar til at se noget fjernsyn og høre noget lort?
It's Game of Bones. We are mad at you. Not because we really are. We just wanted to say bad words.
Yep.
Selena, it's so nice that being from Sweden, you've taken the time to learn Danish.
I'm getting in touch with my neighboring nations, you know. You might almost say that I'm better at Danish than I'm at Swedish.
There's a map of weird things connecting nations right in front of us.
I feel like that was like a fake lens flare, maybe a ceiling light, a ceiling fixture. Did you guys see that before when they're going from the weird
tree? That's a lens flare, like in
like Star
in
Trek.
In iMovie.
Well, there's not a lens, but it's the same idea, yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, a sun or a comet, but
it's
that's
beautiful.
Too soon to be a comet.
We are watching episode 4 of season 1.
It's true.
Of Game of Thrones. If the music didn't give it away.
Made our way this far into the first series. I feel like we can just keep talking because this intro is longer than anything in the show. This is the longest scene in the show.
Yeah, the question is now, who's the cripple, who's the bastard, and who's the broken thing among you guys?
Well, I'm definitely the cripple.
I'm gonna go for the bastard.
Alright. Mike is the broken thing? That's so sad.
Yeah, because the hound cleaved me in half.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Good point.
I wouldn't call that broken. I would call that annihilated.
I'll be the and in that sentence.
Uh-oh. Enter. Dark wings. Dark words.
Bran, we've seen him with that bow, like, so many times now. Because that was in his dream, too, in the last episode of season 3.
Oh, wow.
It's good that the actor can actually walk, because otherwise it would be difficult for this scene.
It's already on Glee.
Yeah, you're right.
Really lucky that you can do these dancing scenes.
Like, how did they do that?
Is he heading into the crypts? Is that what this is?
It's happening, I think.
I think so.
A great belt. Really great chest belt. I like that.
But let's take this.
I have a very similar haircut.
Let's take this and apply what we know from season 3. The crow is you, Bran.
Bran.
Bran. Yes, but in British, Bran sounds like
Feel Bron. Free to hang him out to dry in the comments.
Theon! Sorry. I promise not to do that.
The day from
I promise not to do that every time that he shows up.
I was cooped up all day.
We appreciate all the nice, positive feedback about these commentary episodes. We're really excited to keep doing them. I know I am. This is a nice little session.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
It's almost as nice as Bran's pillowcase. Look at that shit.
Well, you get to see Theon again.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You be excited.
Before he was a douche.
Yeah. No, he was already a douche.
Some were born douchey, others have doucheness thrust upon them.
You should see the subtitles.
That was really funny.
When Hodor's throwing it down, it has his words are in italics, and everybody else isn't.
Did you guys see that thing on the BuzzFeed? It was like the 14 best Hodor quotes.
Yes. Yeah, we got an email for that.
Oh God,
it's pretty nice.
Oh, look, Tyrion with his very blonde
old haircut.
Hair.
Lord of Winterfell, while my father is away,
and you might learn a lord's kiss.
So this was the stuff they filmed like way in advance, wasn't it? With Tyrion's blonde hair.
Yes.
So it's true.
It's kind of cool. Bran. His arm isn't numb.
He's just, they just told him to play dead, kid.
No memory of that day.
Curious.
Curious.
And Christian
very
is massively
curious.
Tall.
Would your charming companion be so kind as to kneel? My neck is beginning to hurt.
Oh, he looks tired.
Kneel, Hodor.
Do you like to ride, Bran?
Yes.
Oh, I love that Tyrion does this for Bran.
The boy has lost the use of his legs.
This is a great scene in
the book
as well.
With the right horse and saddle, even a cripple can ride.
I'm not a cripple.
Then I'm not a dwarf. My father will rejoice to hear it.
He handles this so delicately. He really freaking does.
Give that to your saddler.
It's a nice message, too. Like, you are what you are. That's it.
You must shape the horse to the rider.
Do you think Hodor knows that it's a set of blueprints?
Yeah, absolutely. Hodor knows everything.
Hodor could assemble that in like 2 minutes flat.
Or he would start to fill it in colors by number.
Well, either, it could go either way.
Why do you want to help him?
I have a tender spot in my heart for cripples, bastards, and broken things.
Oh, there that's you episode go. Title.
Drink.
Episode title.
That was quick. Yeah. Episode title. And it's 6 minutes in, gosh.
The hospitality of Winterfell is yours.
Spare me your false courtesies, Lord Stark.
Eh.
There's a brothel outside your walls. There I'll find a bed.
I'd like to say that Tyrion in this scene was trying to be noble and have a little bit of pride, but I think honestly he was going to visit the whores anyway. So.
Yeah.
Can you resist some northern ass?
It's possible.
If you like redheads, ask for Roz.
Come to see me off.
Theon,
she's a part
that's
of the
like
series.
So nice. Let's share this whore.
Theon recommends Roz to Tyrion.
This is brilliant scene because it's like because you're on here? Tyrion's side. I'm sorry, Eric, but because you're on Tyrion's side, whenever he starts being mean to Theon, you're like, oh, maybe Theon isn't such a good guy.
Your loyalty to your captors is touching.
That's what I would feel.
Tell me.
You know, he's really sowing the seeds here about being a captor, about not belonging in Winterfell.
I still remember seeing my father.
I don't think
do
he's sowing
he really
the
cares?
Seeds. I think I that those seeds are already there. I think he's just calling Theon out.
Nothing prettier than
see, he calls what he sees,
alive.
Basically. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, did you see great that comment? Nothing prettier than seeing sailors burn alive.
We were outnumbered 10 to 1.
A stupid perhaps a little then. Bit of...
foreshadow?
I suppose your father realized
yeah, because exactly what happens during the Battle of Blackwater Bay.
Now, the scene is doing a really good job setting up Theon's backstory. I don't think we've gotten that yet.
Forgive me. It's been a rough morning.
What you kind of miss that's in the book for Theon is his little smiles. Like, you know, whenever something is happening, like you just sort of hear him described in the background as being like smiling slyly. And I think that's where the sort of the... he's up to no good comes from, whereas in the show at this point you're kind of like, why is Tyrion being such a douche to him? Like, he's just being a nice guy, what's going on?
Right,
whereas in the book that is very different.
Hey, we're back at the wall.
Hey.
Oh, made of ice.
Nice segue. I didn't realize the wall and Winterfell were that close. They think they could just go over a roof.
Right.
Hey guys,
I thought that was Brienne for a second.
Tell them your name.
Oh, Sam and Thorne.
Well, Tarly.
He sounds
I'm
nothing Hornhill. Like he's supposed to.
I mean, I was of Hornhill.
This is strange.
I've come to take the black.
Come to take the black pudding?
That's funny.
What the hell is black pudding?
That's a British thing.
Talk about it after the show's over.
That's what he can do.
I just feel like in this scene, it's just a little ridiculous because none of them obviously can fight. They're just being total assholes to each
oh,
other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're boys. It's like it's a please camp, no, you know?
On your feet.
Oh, there he sounds like yours. Sam.
Hit him.
I don't know. I've been to plenty of camps, but I guess it's a little different. They're like practicing for bad things. Wow, dude.
This is a little intense.
Seems they've run short of poachers and thieves down south. Now they send us.
See, now there wasn't a big Twitter war about this beating scene. with a giant sword over and over.
Stop it!
Yield it.
Leave Sam Tarly alone.
Looks like the bastard's in love.
And thus a bromance is born.
All right then, Lord Snow.
You and me.
You wish to defend your lady love. Let's make it an exercise.
Just
you
to defend your lady, let's
Three
make it an exercise.
Three of you ought to be sufficient to make Lady Piggy squeal.
Wow.
All you gotta do is get past the bastard.
Past the bastard. I love this accent.
Sure you want to do
excellent
this?
Acting during the scene, though. He's really tearing it up.
Somebody
like every other action movie, in true action movie form, only one guy fights him at a time.
Yeah, of course.
In real life, one guy's kicking out his legs out from underneath him, the other guy's throwing him to the ground with his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. We're done for today.
I love what Jon does here, but at the same time, you know, that's as we'll see later, for. When Tyrion talks, or just, when did Tyrion talk to him? Was that last episode?
Well, for
I'm so confused.
Pissed off.
You mean at the wall?
Yeah. That was last episode.
That happened.
Yeah, it's actually after this in the show, I believe, but in the book, there's more training sessions. You know what I mean? There's not just the one where he's defending Sam.
Calls me
yeah.
Sam. Get any easier,
so
you
in
know?
This, it's like, hey, do you want to train? Yourself. All right, look like
why
less of a jerk.
Get up and fight?
Oh, this is after, I was thinking this is after that thing Tyrion told Jon about, you know, you don't make friends by being
a
better than everyone else, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that already happened in the show.
Yeah, that happened in the show.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But I love that Jon sticks up for Sam. It's such a great thing to do.
Oh, yeah, he's real nice to me.
I know.
Well, it's
we
nice
want
to
people
have
to
you.
Be nice to you.
He took an entire bowl of popcorn to himself.
I could have taken them all if I wanted to.
We know, you're saving your strength. You're humping off
there. People saw us talking to him.
That's not a word you can use in English.
Humping off.
You can use it in Danish.
Hey, coward is contagious.
They're having a good time.
Yeah,
we're all friends
nice.
Here.
Horseplay.
These guys aren't practicing very hard at all in the background.
I know. I noticed that too.
Fill the space. Fill the space. Pirouette. Pirouette.
And now, Lower Arizona.
I like it. That's a nice
More
coloring.
Fake horses.
It's like an Instagram filter. They
put
on the
This is a giant chess set. A giant chessboard. The
knight to e4.
I can't.
They borrowed it from Chris Columbus.
Yeah. No, this is absolutely gorgeous, though.
Look at I
this
know.
Place.
It's very filtered.
Vice Dothrak, city of the horse lords.
Why'd they stop?
Pile of mud.
They're exposition. Talking. Exposition time.
Savages can do.
These are my people now.
Yeah, horses are loud.
Call them savages.
That color hair like really suits her.
People.
It doesn't suit him as
this
much.
Is my army.
Not Caldera many people would be able to pull off that shade of
my
hair.
Army.
Ask Jorah what he thinks. He'd probably agree with you.
Khaleesi.
They should have given Jorah some of that hair.
I know.
Just for that scene.
I want just one lock of your golden hair. She gave me three. Oh my god.
Who's cleaning up after the horses?
If my brother was...
The slaves on foot.
Yes.
Could you conquer the Seven Kingdoms?
The Dothraki have never crossed the narrow sea. They fear any water their horses can't drink.
I never noticed the way that he speaks. It's really funny.
King Robert is fool enough.
Like, when you listen to him, like, his intonation is like, he's reading aloud.
Professorial.
He's like a professor or a teacher with a young girl.
Long ago.
Yeah.
Now a storyteller.
Wants my head. He drove me from my land.
The mention of Ned.
You sold slaves.
Look at that guy in between them. Aye. No way.
Please cut back.
Oh my Aye. God.
I've no money.
He has the most An sassy way of writing I have ever seen.
Where is she now?
Wow.
Oh, he's
really
looking
around.
Himself. He's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I've never really taken a look at the extras before.
Brilliant.
Your grace.
Yes,
Uh-oh.
My dear.
Silence now.
The last dragon.
They do.
I liked her, though. I was sad she had to leave the show.
It's because she was the most attractive handmaiden.
No, because she was, like, she was different from, like, it is known, it is known. Like, she actually had a brain. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Like I said.
Kill dragons. The brave men rode them. Rode them from Valyria to build.
It's interesting how they weave backstory into scenes like this.
Mm-hmm.
The breath of the greatest.
Now, would you like rather have this or flashbacks?
Which this. Flashbacks?
Yeah.
For me, it's actually this for me because of all the extra casting they need to do for flashbacks and.
Oh, that's just a bother. We might as well just.
It's not a bother to me. I don't care. I want to see young Robert.
I
want to
see
hear
flashbacks.
Him talk about it.
Yeah, so yeah. badly.
To see a dragon.
But listen, Viserys, maybe the candle and the bath, that's an old trick, man.
Why dragons?
Well, this is old times. It's a new trick.
It's got to be unscented. Otherwise, it's going to really start to distract people from anything. It's just so, like, you got grape smell going through there. You don't want that. Scented apple pie candles. You don't need
I doubt those candles are scented.
They could be.
With what?
Horse.
Yeah.
Probably, actually.
Nothing.
Yeah, this no, is probably, you know, it's funny. This is probably That's really burning him.
Yeah. Ow. He's so annoying.
Seeing a dragon would make me very happy.
Why is she saying that to him? He doesn't have dragons.
I imagine just seeing the sky makes you happy.
I was not locked in. I have seen things.
What have you seen?
I've seen a man from Ashai with a dagger of real dragon.
Ashai? Mm.
I've seen a man who could change his face.
He had a dagger.
The way that other men change
their
face.
A man who could change his face.
Hey, wait a minute.
Face.
Jake and Hygar.
Who wore his white and gold. And
wonder if that's the same guy.
Pirate.
There's just a lot of them.
Colored silk.
Salador Saan.
So.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Have you seen one?
Too bad that she's dead
Pirate
now
shit.
In the show.
A dragon.
No. No, last one died many years before I was born. I'll tell you what I have seen. Their skulls.
This is actually a very strange, very lengthy conversation, you know? I mean, I get the exposition and I get the sex position, I suppose. There's two birds with one stone, but... I mean, the ones, you know, closest to the door, they're just kind of talking.
It's good, though, because they're painting the entire backstory of... Well, first off, dragons aren't around, and second off, this is what used to be inside of the castle, and it's also reinstating that he was old enough to remember all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you also get to see it. I don't know if it's later on in this episode, but there's
when
that scene with Arya.
Down there, right?
There was Giscar and Valrion.
All those names in my head, like... Sovius. I can't.
Meraxes.
It's so funny how that, like, turns her on. Or maybe she just pretends to because she's a whore.
Or it's because they're having sex.
Name the dragons to me. Name the dragons.
Forged the seven. But is it because, like, she knows that he likes talking about her, or is it because she's literally, like, actually, like, turned on by dragons?
I think she's turned on by dragons. I don't think that's, you know, in a negative thing, but she really wants to know.
How rude.
Really? It's so simple.
Smashed to powder, I expect. Scattered to the wind.
You see that he didn't smash the skulls? If it was me taking over the kingdom, I would have left him in there. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, yes, that is pretty badass. I would put them under the throne.
What did I buy you for?
Maybe you can't
just be like, bitch, got you.
No, your grace.
This is Viserys so terrible.
Just stepping up, though. No, it's nice. He's like, what did I buy you for? Don't tell me shit I don't need to hear.
To teach my sister how to be a better lover. You think I bought you to make Khal Drogo happy?
But why does he totally... Why does he totally change course here? What is she doing wrong?
Because she says something he doesn't like and he's incredibly spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, go on then. Get on with it.
She was just talking too much. That was it.
Right.
Yeah. He can only handle so many words.
Yeah, and he's like, okay,
someday,
bored now.
Your husband will sit there, and you will sit by his side. And one day, before too long,
oh,
you
if
will
they only knew.
Your son to court. All the lords of Westeros will gather here to see the little
There
prince.
It is.
What if I have a girl?
God's be good, you'll have boys and girls, and plenty of them.
What if I only have girls?
I wouldn't worry about that.
Mother had
that's her way say of saying they'll string her up.
It's highly unlikely.
Yep.
But what if...
Well, if you only had girls, I suppose the throne would pass to Prince Joffrey's little brother.
You know, being in the middle of season 3 and
me.
Watching season 1, there's so much
Nobody
contrast with
you.
How...
Joffrey does.
I mean, obviously, that goes without saying, but it's just interesting
Why
to note.
Why would you say such a thing?
We're seeing a scene of Sansa standing in the throne room. Everything's calm
that
and peaceful, and
wolves.
It's a hopeful
Sansa,
conversation.
I've told
but
you
if you flip
times,
to what we're actually on right now, everyone hates everything,
it.
And it's all just like,
yeah,
who's going to say
tense.
What?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, in order... Someone may get murdered off of a deal you strike, or a thing that you say against someone, but this is a hopeful, just stride through
and
the city.
I guess that's the difference, you know, at Game of Thrones and other shows is that, I mean, season one sees everything fall apart, and from then on out, it's just chaos.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like the first episode of BSG, then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. We made this connection before. That's absolutely a really good point.
Your father
yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, build-ups, yeah.
Ever.
The fantasy connection
you will
to
find
so many of the real-world problems, including relationships and things.
Yeah. No, the difference with BSG, I guess, is that they do
it's
kind of find a few middle...
Trouble,
I mean, they are all united, you know what I mean? So they do find points when they're like, ooh, this is our salvation. So
right.
They can like slow down for a while, whereas here it's just no matter where you are in the world, it's
tavern riot, a brothel
madness.
Fire, three stabbings, and a drunken horse race down the street existed.
Look at the Septon or whatever.
Drunken horse race. I'd want to see that. I'd pay to see that.
I want to know more about the Street of Sisters.
You'll get 50.
And if they're anything like the twins.
I will. You found money for his champions, Chris.
I want to know more how to get one of these high back chairs. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, if you're the set decorator, you bet they walked away with a bunch of money.
I know a woman who has chairs like that. She's really rich, and she owns a newspaper.
Look at the stag on the back of it, on the leather back. That's awesome.
The realm prospers. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Such events, my lord. They give the great a chance of glory, and the lowly a respite from their woes.
I remember our conversation about this in an episode last year.
I'm sure the tsunami
when we were doing this chapter. And I still stay the same, my stance on the issue. King's Tournament, good thing. Debt, stupid thing, but Robert doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah. Well, obviously debt's a stupid thing in the King's Tournament. That's funny.
You notice they're all like kind of sweating in that scene? Oh, well, that's why.
On days like this, you northerners, your summer snows. Till tomorrow,
summer snows? I would be so pissed. I'd just be like, fuck this snow.
And here becomes great the detective stuff begins now.
Yes.
I took personal charge of his care. But
and
lots
the
of chains,
end
though.
Of everything.
His sickness struck him very hard and very fast.
But it's normal at the same time for Ned to inquire about this. I mean, John was very close to him.
Lord John.
And he says it in a very suspicious way.
Why?
You know, like, I almost feel like he's trying to lead Ned down this path, you know?
For many years.
Yeah, he's like,
we know he's a sneak.
The illness struck him quite fast, quite strong.
Almost as if there were
foul play.
A book?
Well, he's telling him about this book.
Hogwarts of History?
Mm-hmm.
I fear it would be a little interesting.
You're
going to
need a signed permission slip to get that.
Yeah, it's out of the restricted section, guys.
Go make friends with someone. He turns to him, he goes, do you have this on audiobook?
How terrible would this book be on audiobook? It's just a list of names and fair of hair and a little thing about every person.
Yeah. You get Ryan Gosling to read it, people would buy it.
I'd get Sam to read it.
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take to put a prop like this together?
I know.
Probably, well, I don't know. Do you think it's handwritten or do you think it's printed to look like it's handwritten?
Once a lord,
that's probably printed. Look at the typeface. It's pretty uniform. But I mean, they probably got a calligraphy artist to get in there and do a lot of the stuff.
Died in his 14th year of a wound sustained in a bear hunt.
As I said, my lord, a ponderous reed.
Did John Arryn tell you what he wanted with it?
He did not, my lord. I did not presume to ask.
And John's death.
Such a tragedy.
Did he say anything to you during his final hours?
Nothing of import, my lord. Oh, there was.
Now that
one
was nice.
Phrase
a little breathe on there. He goes, nothing of import.
The seed is strong.
You know that thing, like, line, the seed is strong? It's almost like such a, like, J.K. Rowling kind of. A clue to put in there. Like, let's keep this for the end of the book so everything can come together. I open at the close.
Oh,
like, it's so random.
And your yeah.
Do you think this absolves Grandmeister Pycelle of any wrongdoing? And he's giving away John Arryn's last words.
Yeah,
why
but I think
that?
He does it to get Ned in trouble, doesn't he?
Likely.
I don't think he dislikes Ned at this point.
No, maybe not.
I've heard it said that poison is a woman's weapon.
Oh, ouch.
Yes. Women, cravens, and you.
Craven means
and
coward for those
people.
Who are just joining us.
Did you know that Lord Varys is a eunuch?
See? He's such a sneak.
Now we all know.
It's just Ned's like
so
everyone
cool.
knows that.
This dynamic, the three of them play off each other for the most of the entire series that we've seen so far, it seems like.
It's a great honor.
Thank you. I'll find my own way out.
These episodes are so much calmer than the
I
most
know.
Recent ones.
It's good
are.
To see Ned walking around, though. Seriously.
Well, he still can.
Just chilling.
And Arya's, like, not running for her life. She's just standing there, holding her leg up.
On one leg. What are you doing?
I can do
the
that.
Harlem Sirius Shake.
As a water dancer, can stand on one toe for hours.
I've never seen the Harlem Shake. I don't plan
neither
to.
Have I.
Neither
good.
Have
I. Good.
A lesson. And every lesson makes you better. Tomorrow, I'm going to be chasing cats.
I remember back in the early 2000s when I used to wear my belt on the side.
Do you think George R. R. Martin likes cats or doesn't like cats? Because he mentions them a lot, but then who would run around catching cats? That's just mean.
Will he come live with us?
Well, I think he's trying to paint the image of these are stealthy, sort of ninja-like animals.
Yeah.
So if you
nice
can catch them,
stuff.
It's like catching the fly.
He can't be one.
Yeah,
now,
and I feel like maybe George R. R. Martin is a cat person because he makes the hound like evil.
But someday, he could be so
that's a good. Yeah, no, that's good.
He sits on the king's council.
And also, Arya is left-handed, so I'm all about this.
My
this is awesome.
The builder.
I wonder why no one's asking him about the book he's carrying around.
Well, he is the hand of the king.
What is that? It's just a giant trapper keeper. You,
I checked it out weeks ago for a bit of light reading.
just light reading.
And your sons shall be knights.
You know what? Ned and Hermione. And lords. There's something there. Like, they're both sticklers for the rules. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything there.
Oh, yeah. No. You know what I mean? Like, there's a similarity between the two characters. Hermione could be a Stark. Why are we talking
Ned
about
is,
this?
Ned is characterized by his...
his honor and
obliqueness.
His...
obliqueness. No, his inability to really figure out the important things that are going on, whereas Hermione always has her finger
that's
on the
pulse. Not true!
Yeah, Hermione always has her finger on the pulse of what's going on, or if not, she gets it soon.
Hermione actually took water dancing in her third year. That was one of the classes she went back
in
time.
Yeah.
Water dancing?
Yeah, well, Neville actually took wall studies, and that's why he's on the wall right now.
I don't see all that well.
Are you saying I look like Neville?
Oh, sorry, I didn't remember you were here, fire. Sam.
It's warmer.
Oh, that's all right, I'm fine.
You're not. You're freezing.
I'm fine because I'm fat. I don't need any fire to stay warm.
It's like a polar bear?
Pretty much. They're so fluffy.
God, that is such a sharp drop. Like,
who didn't put a railing there? Seriously,
yeah,
this is not ADA
about.
Compliant. This you is not. I'm filing a complaint with the building manager.
American Disabilities Act compliant.
What are you doing here?
See, now, in this scene, I think it's a little unfair. He's making fun of me for being afraid of heights. I mean, you know how
I'm
high up we are?
I know.
At least a quarter mile.
You're almost a man now, he said.
Oh, this story's terrible.
So they're basically saying Sam is 18 at this point.
My London title.
Which makes John around 18 too.
Tomorrow,
they just look older.
You're going to take the black, forsake all claim to your inheritance and start north. If you do not,
he
said, such a terrible story.
Then we'll have a hunt. And somewhere in these woods, your horse will stumble and you'll be thrown from your saddle to die.
This is so horrible.
Also, I'll tell your mother. Nothing would please me more.
And you can see John can, like, hardly believe it. He's like, and I thought Cat was bad.
Sir Alistair's going to make me fight again tomorrow, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I just wish he would grow
better,
up
you know?
A little bit. It's like, practice, dude. Quit giving up, man.
Yeah, I know, but it makes sense, doesn't it? Like, he's just been broken. He's a broken thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense at the same time. It's like, that's the point of practice. The only reason you're getting beaten on is because you literally stand there
book.
And you don't move.
Yeah, you're right. But it's but it makes... I think Sam's character makes a lot of sense. I think his character development in the books is very, very good.
Not surprising.
This is pretty important, Baelish just said. I hear you're reading a boring book.
John Arryn's.
Yeah.
He was knighted almost immediately after his master's untimely death.
Knighted for what?
You know King's Landing, it's
Why
very far
this?
South, isn't it?
Cat,
like, it's almost
you.
Further south than
Where
wherever Danny and them are. It looks
I'll
a lot more
a singularly bad
southern.
Idea. Do you see that boy there?
But it's not really, so it's confusing.
The spider has taken a great
What was that kid trying to make the wooden horse eat so furiously? He just beats it against
the queen.
Its mouth.
And do you see that scepter?
It's interesting, though, that now he's met with both Grandmeister Pycelle and Baelish, and both have thrown Varys under the bus.
Yeah.
This is quite crazy, actually. He's going around and identifying secret agents.
Yes. All while doing the, what is it called? That show that everyone likes? The West Wing, Walk and Talk? That's what they're doing. It's like the same thing.
Send him to question Sir Hugh.
Sir Hugh.
After that, don't they do that in all the shows?
A certain armorer in the city.
In all the shows?
He lives in a large house at the top of the Street of Steel.
Why?
I have my observers, as I said, and it's possible that they
you
saw
see the
Lord
Street
Arryn
of
visit
sisters?
This
I want to see the Street of Steel.
Weeks before his
Maybe
death.
They're next to each other.
Maybe.
You just want to see that Gendry is there.
Distrusting me was the wisest
thing you've
done.
What an absurd prediction.
He's like I want to go back to Winterfell now.
Ned looks really good there.
I just think of a Knight's Tale. That's all I can think about right now. So, William Thatcher!
So, you!
Ulrich von Liechtenstein.
I'm here on behalf of Lord Eddard Stark.
I like that counting scene. That's funny.
And the captain of his guard.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir.
No, sir. I'm not a knight.
I see. Well, it just so happens that I am.
Do we ever see Sir Hugh again?
He said he wanted to talk to the land himself.
I mean, yeah, I think later in this episode.
A knight. Strut around like roosters down here. Even the ones who've never seen an arrow coming their way. You shouldn't be out here, my lord.
Is this the same guy that was just talking to Sir Hugh?
Yeah.
Let them look.
Okay.
The former hand did call on me, my lord, several times. I regret to say he did not honor me with his patronage.
Ooh, speaking of... Arms!
There's Zach.
Came to see the ball.
I'd like to see him as well.
I'd recognize as those biceps wish, anywhere.
Gendry!
The secret is, ladies and gentlemen...
Strong for his age.
Protein powder. Hard. That's all you need.
And nothing else. Just nothing but protein powder. A little bit
just
of water.
Just keep eating it. Don't put water. It mixes it in. It's like mimicking natural estrogen. Just eat the powder naturally. It'll be fine.
Check out this helmet, dude.
Bad ass.
Hold on, let me look at it.
Is that Mr. Ned?
Boy, this is the king's hand. If his lordship wants the helmet...
Saves Arya's life and Gendry's, right?
Give him
season 2.
There's nothing to forget.
The helmet? Yeah.
Yeah.
When Lord Arryn came to visit you, what would you talk about?
It's kind of a lame helmet anyway. It's a good thing he got rid of it.
What kind of questions?
Yeah, it's a little out there.
Yeah.
About my work, first.
I don't like the weird thing he has around his neck.
I liked it here.
It's a puka shell necklace. They used to have those back when we were in high school.
Asking me about my mother.
Isn't it like, if it's pink, it means you're on the prowl. If it's green, it means you've done things to other...
No. Seriously? There's a code?
Pennsylvania is weird, and yes, there was a code. There was a code. I think everybody listening, a lot of you probably understand. And Gendry might understand as well.
For me, what
does that color mean?
Look at me.
That is brown. That means he's poor. Black, they're like bracelets that you wear, right?
Yeah.
Look at me.
And people would snap them off, and they could like collect their prize if they snapped off certain ones.
You know what's funny about that particular scene is that he's all like, oh, well, he has like Robert's eyes. But in that scene, like Gendry and Ned have exactly the same shade of eyes.
You may be my son.
Exactly. Well, nice accent.
King Robert's bastard son.
Bastard son.
Look at that. He knows. He knows already, man.
Oh, and then it conveniently switches to Jaime.
Oh, yeah. This is a great episode.
This is for the king.
Guys,
from Lord Stark.
They're screaming from the chamber.
Should I leave it with...
I just like his gluttonous laughter.
Do you hear?
Okay, let's count all the things he does wrong with his left hand.
How many do you think?
Oh,
wait,
no.
His right hand.
Huh? No.
He just pointed at this guy with
too
it.
Too sad.
Oh. He likes to do this when I'm
see,
on duty.
Isn't that sad? Arnie, don't you feel bad for Jaime?
I mean... I would say yes if Jaime's was not the brother of the sister.
You wronged me.
But Robert doesn't
know.
We've
met before, you know, have we?
Well, actually, no. At the end of the day, it's like, well, it's your sister, it's his wife. He shouldn't do that in front of his sister or his wife's brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so absolutely, it's fucked up.
I took my eye.
This, you sons of whores.
They like the bloodshed.
They stopped liking it at the end. That was a proper battle.
He hasn't quite settled into his accent yet at this point.
With his burning sword. I remember
Thoros of Mir.
I saw the youngest of the Greyjoy lads at Winterfell.
Like you're done for this episode.
Well, I'm going to go get a drink.
He's a good lad.
I doubt it.
Yeah, see, Jaime sees Theon for what he is, too.
I'll bet you smell a black...
This is
didn't that girl come out of the room already?
I'll bet you smell a black bad jam.
He's having his muffins with some jam, Zach.
There you go.
Message from Lord Stark.
I don't serve Lord Stark.
It's black pudding also. Yeah,
I just love it. He's just like, what is he in there laughing about so much? Are they playing like? Are they playing Twister? Is that what it is?
I think they're playing Twister. But also having Jamie stand watch and guard the door—that's a little insulting, considering he's supposed to be married to his sister.
Where have you been? Watch duty with Sam.
They make watches at the wall.
He wasn't hungry.
Rolex and
the little elves.
Sam's no different from the rest of us.
Except he's
there's no place for him in the world, so he's come here.
Oh, come on.
You're not going to hurt him.
The fat jokes are tired as of season three, but not as of
you don't make fun of Old Bear for being fat. Now, I'm
going to that's true. Him.
Old
Why
Bear's
Sam?
Not fat, he's just wearing a big cloak.
You girls can do as you please.
This guy,
but
dude.
But if Thorn puts me up against Lady Piggy, I'm gonna slice me off a side.
It's so terrible. It's like in this show, right? Like there are quite a few like overweight people, and yet it's like every time they see someone, it's like they've never seen one before. It's like the funniest thing in the world to them. It's really annoying. It's kind of like in real life whenever people just say like really boring things just because they think it's cool. It's like, ooh, I like this.
No one touches Sam.
Yeah. Good thing he has Ghost.
This dude ain't skinny either, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but he's not Sam big. That's the only point he's trying to make.
What
this
are you waiting
tense.
For?
But you're right. There is something about the fact that Sam continues to be Craven.
Attack him!
You know,
yeah, it's
of...
like, just step it up, bro.
You gotta embrace your situation.
Mm-hmm. He's almost stubbornly holding on to it. It's like, this is who I am. I'm not
right.
Brave. You get in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely Sam's not going to be on the level of any of these people. And he's had lots of bad shit happen to him. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, he's literally telling you to hit him. Hit the shit out of him. Do it. You know what I mean? Like, give him a whack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this scene. It was ridiculous in the book, and it's more ridiculous on screen. Because we get to see them literally just fall and yield immediately.
Right to John.
When you're out there, beyond the wall with the sun going down,
when the sun
you want a man
goes
at your back
down.
Or a sniveling boy?
Ooh, and that's funny because later, you know, when they're walking in the cold, they're all annoyed at Sam for being sniveling.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's right.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's a sign of things to come. I don't think there's anything wrong with that lesson. That's
you sent this girl to give me commands. I should have sent you back her head.
Ugh, this is so horrible.
It is your...
Hush now, it's all right. Lady, take her and leave us.
Yes, Khaleesi.
Yeah. Big man, you can throw around.
How many times do I have to tell you? You do not command me.
He's so...
commanding you. I just wanted to invite you to supper.
He's so desperate
it's a gift.
For power.
I had it made for you.
Stop racking rags. Are you going to dress me now?
Please.
He's so pissed at everything.
he's so insecure.
Stop it. You would turn me into one of them, wouldn't you? Next I want to braid my hair.
You've no right to a braid in one of my bitches yet.
But
own
back
burn.
To me.
Targaryen burn.
You are a horse lord slut, and now you've woken the dragon.
Well done, Danny.
I am a Khaleesi.
I think he's woken
so
her
scared.
Dragon.
I am the
look
wife
at him. He's so scared. I don't get it.
It's the Joey Richter look.
Me.
The oh yeah.
You raise a
you're
hand
right.
Will be the last time you have hands.
But he's scared because he realized that he's maybe realizing that he's waking her dragon, like, you know?
Yeah.
He's
no,
terrified
I don't know.
Of her.
She just
I
yelled at him.
That's utter girl power there. That's...
Town. I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, he, I think he's terrified of her being
Make
better than him because he knows that he's.
For a little Sally
that, you know,
on the side.
What he is.
Not married.
Sally on the side.
Yeah, not married.
What? We can't defend the wall unless we celebrate. It's absurd. I didn't think you'd be so upset
now
about
Sam
it.
Now Sam has like a political opinion on this whole
Why
wall
not?
Thing.
Because I'm fat.
No.
But I like girls just as much as you do.
It's like he's trying
like
to prove something.
I've never
been with one.
This is such a cute little conversation, isn't
it? You probably had hundreds.
Not as cute as that bucket.
No.
That's a pretty cute bucket. Hundreds.
As a matter of fact.
Done.
The
done.
Same as you.
Done.
Yeah.
And I all the fangirls are going, what?
Came very close once. I was alone in a room with a naked girl.
It was Roz, wasn't it?
It was my mother.
That's so funny.
Was she old and ugly?
Sam is such a, like, gossiping girl. I love it.
A whore named Roz.
It was Roz.
Holy shit.
What colour hair?
She is the 7 degrees of separation in Westeros. It's like everybody has a connection to her somehow.
Yeah.
And it's all the same connection.
Yeah, it's all the same, yeah.
You don't want to know.
What, that good?
Better.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sam is so cute. I love it.
Why exactly did you not make love to Roz with the perfect...
What's my name?
Say my name.
Snow. Say my name.
And why is my surname Snow? Because...
You...
Exposition.
You're a bastard from the north.
He said that so
I
politely.
Met my mother.
Yeah.
My father wouldn't even tell me her name. I don't know if she's living or dead.
Well, I don't think there's any question about.
I don't know if she's a noble woman.
John, have you not read the books? Wife? Come on.
I'm in the same boat as you, John. I have no idea. don't feel bad.
No, you've read book one. You've seen all the clues. To damn the Ned exposition.
Rose took off her clothes.
Oh, this is deep. I forgot about this.
I couldn't do it.
It just seems like a little ridiculous, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't want to ever be with the woman because I just don't want to make a bastard.
But then again,
John,
another bastard.
You're right, it does seem ridiculous. But then again, I think that John, like Ned, has sort of this totally exaggerated sense of duty and honor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I think he could have said, I want to be married first, and then that would make sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but then he decided to take the black, so he's never going to get married. So, that's it.
Unless he gets a little Sally on the side.
That could have gone a different
that's
way.
That's never going to happen.
I thought he was going to say, I would have done it with Roz, but I didn't know if she was my mom or not.
Oh.
It was a bit nippy.
That would be a stronger deterrent, I think.
Yeah, or like his sister or like whatever. He wouldn't know. Summer.
Now that makes sense. You don't want to pull up a Joe Dirt
even
moment.
Remember the last winter.
No.
Or Jaime Lannister.
Yes.
How long has it been now? What, 10 years?
I remember.
Was it uncomfortable at Winterfell?
Eliza's just such a
just
bitter old
couldn't
man.
Couldn't get warm, never mind how many fires.
That's good acting.
Built. I build my own fires.
I couldn't imagine being at the wall. I hate it when it's cold and you can't get warm.
Out there,
it's like the worst thing.
Beyond the wall during the last winter. Supposed to be a 2-week mission. We heard a rumor Mance Rayder was planning to attack Eastwatch.
Mance
so we
Rayder
went out to look for some of his men. Capture
Drink.
Them, gather some knowledge.
Yeah,
the wildlings who fight
milk.
For Mance Rayder are hard men.
Shadow
harder
goat
than
milk.
You'll ever be. They know their country better than we do.
Delicious.
They knew there was a storm coming in. So they hid in their caves and waited for it to pass.
Caves? The cave people. Nobody likes the cave people.
Wind so strong, it yanked 100-foot trees straight from the ground. Roots
yeah, it's,
and all.
A, it's funny looking
you
at this on an analytical level, the episode,
you
because
the
I think of 4 or 5 times we've said, oh, exposition, and this, again, is another great moment where they're utilizing a
you
scene
don't know cold.
That wasn't necessarily written,
neither of you do.
And they're turning it into...
You don't know cold. That terrifies
yeah.
me.
First. There's so much great stuff in this.
I don't want to know cold.
Didn't have enough to feed them, to keep them warm.
They call it Iceland.
Eating the horses was easy.
Yeah, eating horses, easy.
Mm-hmm. But later when we started to fall.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That wasn't easy.
You know, I just watched an episode of Merlin. And they ran out of food and water, and they started drinking the bath water. And we were all like, yeah, this is as close as they're ever going to get to
soft,
it being raw.
Like
this
you.
Is raw.
Yeah. yeah.
On you.
This
you
is hardcore.
It's like a Gwen Stefani lyric. They're like, ugh, well, I guess we can dip into the bath water.
Yeah.
We'll have new recruits.
It's so funny. Like the
you
difference. Merlin is like
the
baby version of Game of Thrones.
Assignment. They will call you... Men of the Night's Watch.
Watch.
I at least like what I can appreciate what he's trying to do, which is to put things in perspective and be like, look, okay, right, whatever. You have your own arrangement where we don't train Sam, but look, you guys are soon going to be sent out on assignment.
Right, he's right.
You can't fuck around.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Completely right.
I hit him. I hit the dragon.
Ceres is less than the shadow.
She's
of
got a little
snake.
Bit more eyeliner on than usual.
The shadow of a snake. I love it.
I didn't notice the eyeliner.
Do you want to see your brother sitting on the
Iron Throne? Yeah, there it is.
No.
Ooh.
The common people are waiting for him. Illyrio said they are sowing dragon banners and praying for his return.
These two are playing the Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, well he is. On her behalf.
They don't care what games the High Lords play.
I really like Jorah for putting this in perspective to her.
Me too.
You, Khaleesi.
Home.
No. Might as well have been.
I pray for home too.
But she doesn't know where home is.
No.
No.
My brother will never take back the Seven Kingdoms.
No.
He's weak. He's a weak link.
He couldn't
Goodbye.
Lead an army even if my husband gave him one.
I must become the dragon.
He'll never take us home.
Do you think this is a dawning moment of comprehension for her where she... Well, obviously it is, but that, you know, it does take a sort of compassion or at least understanding of the people you're leading in order to successfully lead.
Yeah.
She's like, my brother will never take us home. Even if my husband gave us an army, he couldn't command it.
Joffrey's chair looks really uncomfortable.
Maybe that's why he has that...
Lover's quarrel.
Mark on his face.
What a badass.
Baelish trolls.
I'm no friend of the family. I used to stop by for dinner when you were younger.
I used to masturbate to your mother's Polaroid.
It's quite all right.
And still do.
I was very small.
You should see this
and
Polaroid.
And I come from a little spit of land called the Fingers, so you see... It's an exceedingly clever
That's relevant
game.
For later.
He comes from the Fingers.
Yeah, 1 second, that's silence that's for the king.
Jumps before I piss myself.
She's like, what
I really wish he'd come back somehow.
I know.
Yeah.
He's great.
He'd be funny even as a white.
Sir Gregor Clegane. They call him the Mountain.
He looks like the Black Knight.
Hairspray. I mix up Gregor and Sandor all the time because in my head, Sandor makes more sense to be the older one.
Yes, yes, enough of the bloody
And Gregor is like the younger one, so he's the Hound, but he's not, and it's just very hard for me.
Well, this episode in particular is just filled with backstory.
Absolutely.
You're about to get some.
Oh, yeah. And the perfectly painted shields.
I was going to say, one of them is a raven and a moon.
Go Hufflepuff!
Well, it's because it's House Arryn.
Great banners.
Oh, the bear! See the bear, the bear!
They all look so modern, though. Come on.
This is like a night out of medieval times.
Yeah. He's tipped it! Oh shit!
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Oh, there he is, that dude,
Sir Hugh.
Yeah.
Uncontrollable That's blood disgusting.
Loss. Look out for the fly; it'll infect.
So gross. No.
That's one of the cooler death moments I think on the show.
That's been great. It's not a perfectly straight line.
So
I can fix that.
Very coincidentally, Sir Hugh is now dead.
Goodbye, Sir Hugh.
Before talking to Ned.
Yeah, you should have been a dick to Ned earlier.
I really don't like making all these Harry Potter connections, so I'm just gonna not do it. But
has anyone ever told you the story of the
mountain? The banner is like, I don't know. It's very similar. Lovely
tale of brotherly love. The Hound was just a pup.
But in the book, it's actually the Hound that tells her the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gregor, a few years older.
I think so.
Already a big lad, already getting a bit of a reputation.
Oh, Renly up
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah, because isn't the whole point that he tells her the story, but then she already knows it? But he thinks that he's sharing this big secret with her, and he's like, if you ever tell anybody, I will kill you. But that happens in the show, too.
Gregor never said a word.
He just grabbed his brother by the scruff of his neck and shoved
I just remember the Hound telling it to her in the book.
Held him there.
Yeah, he definitely does in the book.
While his face melted.
I don't remember if Littlefinger's already told her at that point or if not. Look at the woman's hair in the background. That is terrible.
People know that story.
The Hound's gonna turn and look over at Littlefinger and be like, "Stop staring at me!"
And Dumbledore sitting behind Sansa.
If the Hound so much as mention it, I'm afraid all the knights in King's Landing would not be able to save you.
Yes, he. Oh my God, that hair!
You're checking your phone, man.
Yeah, he's sending a text message.
Yeah.
Who, me?
No, the guy sitting behind Sansa. Yeah, clearly you were, though.
Yes, yes.
Your Grace.
Guilty.
Putting my name on it doesn't make it mine.
Did Ned's hand pin always face that direction?
Maybe it's like when I'm busy, it faces down, and when I'm free, it faces up.
Or like at a steakhouse when you want more steak to come.
Yeah.
Turn around.
He's like, please don't talk to me right now.
She likes it here.
She's the only Stark who does. Favors her mother. Not much of the North in her.
What are you doing here?
I might ask the same of you. What is it you hope to accomplish?
The King called on me to serve him and the realm. And that's what I'll do until he tells me otherwise.
You can't change him. You can't help him.
Duty driven. Mm.
He'll do what he wants, which is all he's ever done. You'll try your best to pick up the pieces.
Lena Headey is so great.
She is great.
Soldier, aren't you?
I really enjoyed her on the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I really want to see that. I still haven't.
Your older brother was trained to lead and you were trained to follow.
I know.
I was also trained to kill my enemies.
I hear it doesn't end very satisfactorily, which is why I haven't watched it yet.
As was I.
Oh.
See, they both know Robert is not really... I don't know. That good, but there's nothing they can do. I mean, Ned is just gonna stick by him.
Yeah.
I think anyone with eyes knows that at this point, though.
Yeah, yeah, but they're able to relate on that level, but they still stand on opposites because Ned's going to pick up the pieces.
Right.
That must be tough, being in this kind of society where, you know, it's not like you're not putting on a big show for the media, you know, stuff like that. You're literally just putting on a big show. Like, because this king is only king because everyone around him is playing the game with him.
Howling of wolves.
Must be strange.
Definitely different. It's a great way to take a look at hierarchy when it's not in the eye of the media like ours is.
Yeah.
Kind of get away with a lot of stuff.
I don't require a large room.
So here we go.
We're at the crossroads.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Is there nothing I can do?
The scene that changes everything.
Remedy this.
We were just at this in the future.
Oh, there's a clever man.
Oh, here we go.
You can manage food, I trust. Yoren, dine with me.
I'm a lord.
My lord of Lannister.
I say, entertain you while you eat.
Whatever happened to this person?
King's Landing. Oh,
he plays such a big role in the books.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still in the show, if he's going to show up again.
What an unexpected pleasure.
Because he
does
appear again.
I was sorry to miss you at Winterfell.
Lady Stark.
Oh, I love how this moment, like, is such a crossroad for the series, and it's a literal crossroad. I've talked about this already.
You have talked about this.
I just love it so much. It's like, well done, George.
Everybody's listening.
You, sir.
This is
you
when
you cut this with a knife.
I know. Is this is when she messes up everything without realizing it. On your coat.
It is, m'lady.
And is Lady Went a true and honest friend to my father, Lord Hoster Tully of Riverrun?
It's a great moment, though.
Yeah, watch Tyrion get slowly less comfortable.
The Red Stallion was always a welcome sight at Riverrun. My father counts Jonas Bracken amongst his oldest.
And they're all like, yeah, this is fun. We're all like you.
Our lord is honored by his trust.
They have no idea what she's going to do.
I envy your father all his fine friends, Lady Stark, but I don't quite see the purpose of this.
Yeah, I know you didn't do it.
The Twin Towers are fray.
The Twin Towers.
How fares your lord, sir?
Lord Waldo is well, my lady. He has asked your father for the honor of his presence on his 90th name day. He plans to take another wife.
Oh. Turning 90. Tyrion had to get that little laugh in. That was worth it, I think.
This man came into my house as a guest. and there conspired to murder my son, a boy of 10. In the name of King Robert and the good lords you serve, I call upon you to seize him and help me return him to Winterfell to await the king's justice.
Well,
it's a bit of a wonder how they all drew their swords without cutting each other.
And action. This episode is over. Wow.
Greg,
we're down to number 4. Thank you, by older man.
What a great moment to end it on, isn't it? Because it's like, it's supposed to be such a, yeah, go Catelyn, except it's not at all because we like Tyrion so much already.
True,
you know?
Story.
Yeah, and Tyrion made the perfect face. I wonder how many times they had to actually go ahead and shoot that.
Peter, your face is wrong. You gotta redo
that. I'm gonna
that.
Need you just to be scared of all of these swords pointing directly into your face.
As Selena pointed out, though, now the series as a whole will forever change because of this one incident.
I don't see the pieces leading all back here, but I didn't read, so...
Oh, but you've seen it.
This is just something that happens, like everything else that just happens. Right,
but I think that this is...
not true.
No, this is the moment, because you're right that Ned is running around at King's Landing uncovering the mystery too, but I think this is the moment when Catelyn declares war.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is the point where the Starks declare war on the Lannisters, and this is when everything gets screwed up for Ned, and all his men get killed. Everything like that is a direct result of what happens here.
Hmm. I agree, because now they send out Jaime, right?
Yeah.
And so that begins the war between the Lannisters and the Starks.
I guess I can kind of see it. Looking back, like for me, I'm like, well, okay, so they had Tyrion, but he got away. Later, they have Jaime for quite a bit longer, or it seems to be a lot more serious.
But the reason that everything falls to crap in Westeros, I mean, there are a lot of reasons, but this is the main reason. Like, if Catelyn had not seized Tyrion, then that word would not have gone back to King's Landing, which means that Jaime would not have retaliated.
But Jaime pushed Bran out the window. He did attempt to murder. So one of the Lannisters did attempt to murder. So that's what it comes down back to, though.
No, because that didn't start a war. This moment started a war. No,
but
that, it didn't.
But the death or the near death of Bran is the reason she seized him, Tyrion, because she believes the Lannisters were implicated. As a result of the dagger, it's true, and not necessarily exactly his falling.
I suppose that's true, but if that's true, then you could say, oh, well, if Robert had never come to Winterfell, you know, all those things, that those were also...
Well, then if Jon Arryn never died, Robert would never have come to Winterfell.
Well, that's why I'm saying that it doesn't really lead all back to here, because there's events that set this plot in motion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could
but
say
that's
it begins
always
at the
be
beginning
the
of the book, you know?
Begins with the beginning of time.
It begins with Lord Arryn passing away.
Or
who
took
him is his killer?
Quite quickly.
That's who it all begins with.
It's really funny because we're talking about... Well, first off, obviously this is a commentary episode, so we just looked at this episode. But we've also, just a few nights ago, I don't even remember. It was recently. We just did the last episode of the recent series. And, you know, I know we mentioned it during the show, but I'm afraid that that difference that we mentioned, which was the pacing and the way the conversations were hopeful versus being scared and there being strife. Mm-hmm. I think it may change now after this episode. I think next episode starts where it gets like brutal.
Yeah. I will prepare my argument for why this is the start of everything going bad.
You should.
I should.
But the cool thing is, barring any changes, I mean, I'm not really 100% sure, but we may find out who's responsible for all of this coming up on season 3. So
that's fantastic. I wonder if any, I mean, I know Eric and Zach, you guys are, because we talk about it every week, but I wonder if any of the casual viewers who haven't read the books are going to care or even remember at this point, like, who the hell is Jon Arryn, you know?
That's true,
but Ned has to go and fill in for him in this season. So it's like, well, if he hadn't died, so clearly it does affect a lot of stuff. So hopefully they just, you know, in a few lines can knock that out.
Yeah,
I'm interested how they handle it, because if they don't make it interesting, then people mm-hmm. won't care. But at the end of the day, it's not like they're going to stop watching if that isn't actualized.
Yeah. I will say it's one of those things that is revealed to viewing public or to the readers, but mm-hmm. not necessarily revealed to the rest of Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
just a
if they small even nugget. Reveal it, like even if they even
they may not.
Hmm. It'll be fun to see.
It'll be our secret. I killed John Aaron.
Oh, it was
you did it. It was
I
you.
Knew, I
he,
knew it
he
was you.
He owed me money.
What it was tweet? Me, guys.
The real reason he went to the wall.
He sat on.
All right, Sam. I have a question for you, sir. Since you're here, what would be your absolute own of this episode if you had to just pick one?
When I told John he didn't know where to put it.
Okay.
Good.
That was
one.
More of a question, but yeah, that'll work.
I like that. That was very very funny. And John's response to, I know where to put it.
I know where to put it. Yeah. Though I will say I like Catelyn a lot, which kind of pisses off John when we talk about it from time to time. But she kind of owned the end of the episode.
I'm going to give it to the helmet. Come on. That's a bitchin' helmet. And it wouldn't really fit anybody else. So Gendry's like, this. I made this for me, my lord. It's not for sale. But also, he's got a smaller head than some people. So it wouldn't fit anybody else.
I gotta give it to Robert for his antics in the bedroom and
oh,
how he
God,
was
yes.
putting on a show for yeah
with some kind of jelly.
Gods, yeah. I swear you smell like blackberry jam.
Yeah, whatever was happening in there, it was a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, great times had by Robert. I think I do have to give my own to Dany because for in that entire fight scene in the tent, she hit him in the face with a big necklace, and I get that that sucks. And I think it's great that he didn't lash out and attack her back. But I think the reasons he didn't attack her back were different than mine. I wouldn't have attacked her back because that would have been silly. He didn't because he's just a little scared boy. So I'm going to give it to Dany for that. Yeah. Way to make him forget that he's bigger than me.
You know how you do that, right? You've been... You know, sworn in, you know the secret password.
You know
password.
What? I think I need you to tell me how to tweet you. How
well,
do I tweet Game of Thrones?
You're going
to
go to that at symbol when you compose a tweet and then just type the name of our show, which is Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Do you love the commentary episodes? Are they
I
something
love the
that
commentary.
You look forward
I love
to
the
every
commentary
week?
Episodes. Yeah.
Well, we know Eric does, but what about you guys? Get a hold of us. Contact at gameofthrones.com where you can leave a comment on the Hypeable. And or Winter is coming post. We'll just call it Winterfell from now on. And get on the comment sections and say hi because it's the easiest way for us to see you immediately. And if other people see you say stuff like Rodo, which is Hodor backwards, then they'll believe that they're not as smart as you and then they have to combat you as a battle of wits usually happens in a comment section. And then it'll be fun to watch. So please entertain us while we entertain you.
Rodo.
One other place.
Entertain you. I'm sorry. That's my
that's
song.
That's okay. No, you have to sing at least once per episode, so I'm glad you got that in there.
Yeah, good.
But the one other place that you can leave your comments to let other people know about the show is on iTunes, where we ask that you rate and review us. Nothing less than 5 stars is acceptable, and we appreciate it. So leave some kind words over there.
Thank you. These commentary ones are hard.
But fun.
They are fun.
Hard and fun. Game of Thrones, everybody. That's a good way to describe it.
And
just
a good way to end the show.
Robert likes it. Okay, bye.
We're hard and fun.
Goodbye. I am Zach.
I am Eric.
I'm waving.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Micah.
That's it. That's everything.
That is everything.
Sweet.
Goodbye.